Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight. And I want to thank the One Institute for bringing us here to be with you each and every week. Remember, LA Talk Radio rebroadcasts us multiple times a week on multiple stations, meaning Channel 1 and Channel 2. So let's not forget that. Get those downloads going. And if you have a question and you're ready to call in, you can hit us up at 323-203-0815. We got a little business to take care of at about half hour of the show. But right now I'm getting the indication that we have calls waiting. Dr. Allen, you're live on the air. Are you ready to start with some calls?
Yes, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. Let me tell the switchboard. We are a go. Are we good? Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, I can hear you.
Great. My question is about a relationship I had for about 7 months, and then it was going really well, I thought, and then he broke up with me suddenly a couple of weeks ago, and I want to wait the 8 weeks that you say before I send him a hi-bye letter.
Why did he say he's leaving you?
He said that he's a member of AA, and he's been clean for over 25 years, and I've never had any addictions, and everything was fine, but he said he reconnected with some friends of his, and they told him that they thought he should be with another person who's also in recovery. And
okay.
I guess he took their advice.
But as you know, I would say I want him to have 8 weeks of rumination to decide if that's right for him. So he's done 2 weeks, and you're not going to reach out to him, right?
Right.
But you're going to respond if he reaches out to you in any way, and you're going to be friendly,
yes.
Right?
Yes, absolutely.
Then let's see what he does with the other 6 weeks.
Okay.
If he reaches out to you, that signals that his friends may be right for themselves, but they're not right for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you mentioned the hi-bye letter. I really would like you to write it while you're feeling this pain of loss. And so do you know how to write a hi-bye letter?
Yes, I wrote it already. And I have a couple questions about the letter. First I wanted to ask about some of the things that I have of his, and he has a few things of mine. Should I just wait?
That happens after, no, that doesn't get dealt with till after the 8 weeks.
Okay.
That would confuse the rumination time.
Yeah. And then in the hi-bye letter.
What?
In the hi-bye letter, do I leave an opening?
I don't want to hear it. You can call me and read it to me, but I don't want to read it over the phone.
Yeah, I understand. But my question is, do I leave an opening at the
end? Over the radio, not the phone.
Yeah.
So what is it?
But at the end of the letter, should I leave an opening for him to respond? Should I request for him to respond to me, or do I just leave it as you know, goodbye?
You're not saying goodbye. You're saying thank you for this lesson. You know, I wish you well in your life, but I miss you. And if you change your mind, call.
Okay.
See, you told me that the story was somebody convinced him it was a good idea he should be with another drunk. That's not necessarily true. If you had a good relationship for a while, he might want to come back and have the relationship with the normie.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So.
Yeah.
That's what I say. So don't reach out for your stuff and read your letter to me sometime, or have you already read it to me?
No, I can call you and read it to you.
Call it to me. Yeah. Call me and read it to me. And then when the 8 weeks are totally done, the next day you can text it, fax it, email it, whatever you want with it. But if he reaches out to you, then you have to go back on your monogamy, continuity, and longevity contract.
Yeah.
Did you have that when you were with him?
Yes.
And did you did you make love?
Yes.
So you have to go back and reset that. Longevity, yes. Continuity, monogamy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I hope I can get the opportunity.
You know what? And then it's up to reality.
Yes.
Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. I don't want you to be the man and chase him.
No.
So
no, I don't
promise you that if you do this relationship honorably, that he will either come back or a better version of him will come back. Every lesson you learn from each one of these relationships makes you a better mate, a better wife, a better woman. So please, either don't do what I say or do what I say. But I've had a lot of success with people that have done it because I teach science, the quantum physics of relationships. Men have male bodies, but they have female souls, the anima. We women have yin bodies, feminine bodies, but we have male souls, the animas. Carl Jung's wife wrote a book, The Anima, The Animas. Carl Jung never wrote it, but she did. Okay?
Is it okay? I mean, should I be dating, going on duty dates?
Yes.
During the
evening? Yes, you must be dating. I want you dating, duty dating, real dating. But I don't want you starting a relationship sexually until you're really through the 8 weeks.
Yes. And is it okay if he finds out? Because the way he and I met was through an app.
He dumped you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you don't have intercourse, you simply are dating.
Okay.
He will intuitively know that you've had intercourse by your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I won't. Yeah.
So no intercourse.
And if at the end of 8 weeks I send the letter and I don't get any response, that means he's
then
gone.
Then you do 8 weeks waiting for him to respond to the letter.
Okay.
If he's worth it, this is what you do. I had one woman that did 4 8-week trips before he surrendered. Four.
Wow. Okay,
well,
she's worth it.
It's called processing a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And thank you so much. And I have one more general question that you always talk about. What is the difference? What is the difference between instinct and intuition?
Instinct is when you extrapolate ideas from little bits of information. For example, I use this as an example. You're walking with your boyfriend past a baby furniture store. Oh, look at that pretty buggy. And he says, I don't want any kids. He took you looking in a window at a baby buggy as a, I want babies. That's his intuition, and he's probably right, but that's what it is. But instinct is your boyfriend works with a woman, and you met her at, when you dropped by his office, and you did not like her. You knew that she was not a good woman, instinctively. And you said to him, I don't like that woman. I think she's going to hit on you. No, she's not. She's a good woman. Then you find out she hit on him. See, instinct is not logical. Intuition is very logical.
Okay. Okay. I think I get it.
Good.
Thank you.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Sure. Hello. Where's my next little person?
Hello, Dr. Allen?
Yes.
Hi, caller.
I got through.
Yes, you did.
Hi.
You have a question.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
What?
Because I'm calling all the way from Denmark.
Oh, hi, Denmark. What can we do for you in Denmark?
Here's how it goes. I have been seeing someone, a man.
Have you been
originally,
chasing him, or has he been chasing you?
It's been both.
I see.
I'm calling because...
Wait a minute. Who chased who first?
He did.
Good. Okay. Are you competing with him for Man of the Year?
No.
Do you want to be cherished or respected by him?
I want to be cherished.
Okay, but that
is not. It's not that simple.
What? Oh, why?
It's not that simple.
Well,
because,
maybe it is.
And the reason. And the reason why I'm calling, you said you're not a moralist, you're just a therapist. So
I'm just
originally
a therapist.
Originally it was just a hookup.
Oh, your relationship with him was just a hookup sexually?
Yeah.
You weren't a prostitute, you didn't get paid.
No.
So it was just I have no moral judgments of you. You have a right to have casual sex.
Yeah.
But does that mean you don't want to have a relationship?
I do want to have a relationship with him.
With him?
Changed a bit. Yes.
Oh, I see. Have you started to bond to him?
Yes.
Okay. When will you be willing to say, I cannot have casual sex any longer. I'm falling in love with you. Do you want to be with me? What?
Yeah. I told him last week.
And what did he say?
And he's been a bit holding back, and I haven't seen him. I haven't seen him since. Yeah.
Has it been 8 weeks since you saw him?
No. It's been 1 week.
How long has it been?
1 week.
1 week. That's nothing.
Yeah.
Do you want to find out if he wants you?
Yes.
Then wait the next 7 weeks to see if he misses you enough to call you and ask you out. If you chase him...
I should. Yeah.
If you chase him, He's waiting for you to chase him so he can be cherished. And you're being a man, and that's okay with me. But is that what you really want to be, his mama, his man?
No, no,
then
no.
Would you please not call him, but please reach back to him if he calls you, texts you, emails you, snail mails you. Please respond like a lady to a gentleman when he reaches out to you. Yeah. Will you do that?
I will. But I'm also wondering whether he's 51.
If he's so what?
That would mean he's 51, his age. He's 51.
Well, he's 51 years old. He's not a teeny bopper.
Yeah.
But no. He's more sensitive. You're probably referring to his testosterone starting to go down, perianthropause.
Exactly.
And he has to be very careful not to get hurt by a woman.
Okay.
So let's be kind to him when he calls, and let's let him be the man. How old are you?
I'm 44.
So you're in perimenopause or menopause. Is that correct?
Yeah. It's perimenopause.
Therefore, I want you to not act on the progesterone in your body. I want you to act like a passive, patient, vulnerable woman until we get through the 7 weeks to see if he wants to be your man.
But what if I know he's been seeing other women.
I appreciate that, but that may help your image because he may find that you're the best one.
He's mentioned, last week when I had the talk with him, he mentioned that there was one woman that was really chasing him, calling him.
I know that.
And he doesn't want to speak with her.
Him. Yeah. You were chasing him too. So both of you women were treating him like your favorite girl. I suggest that you stop chasing him so he can miss you.
Yeah. Okay.
Will you do that? In the meantime, date other men.
I will.
But date the ones that chase you because you say you want to be cherished. Okay?
I want to be cherished. So.
All right. Then flirt and let men chase you and date you. And don't give them intercourse without a contract for monogamy, continuity, how long, how often can I see you, and longevity. Yeah. I don't want a one-night stand. I want a relationship. Okay?
Yeah.
Well,
let's practice,
then you call back and report. What?
Yes. Sounds good.
Good girl.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Calling in from
Denmark.
Denmark. Just amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah, no, Denmark, Sweden, they have a tendency to both be masculine and feminine, but to be equal in courtship.
Oh, very interesting.
This is not an unusual situation.
Awesome. We have another caller. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Sure. Hi, Dr. Pat.
Hi. What can I do for you?
So, a man has been dating me.
I want to say something. I have no problem with women that want to be men. And I have no problem with men that want to be women and cherished. So I hear that you want to be cherished by a man who wants to be respected because he's chasing you. Is that correct?
Correct.
But I wanted to clear that up so people don't think that I think men are only built for respect and women are only built for cherishing. That's not true. We're both built for everything.
Okay.
So what's your question?
So it's been about 12 weeks, and I'd say within the first 4 weeks, we agreed
to... Wait a minute, first 12 weeks of what? Separation? Marriage? What?
No, he's been dating me for 12 weeks.
Oh, that's 3 months.
3 months. Within the first 4 weeks, we had decided to be monogamous.
And see each other regularly? Continuity?
Yes, and marriage bound.
And marriage bound. Wow, that's pretty good.
And then in the second month, I got pregnant.
All right.
And
so
I had a
miscarriage. What are you going to do about that? What?
I had a miscarriage.
All right. Sad, but that's
So now, being kind of in the third month of the relationship, since it really shook us up thinking we were going to have to rush into things. Now we're just kind of calming back down. You know, he keeps saying he wants a baby and that he's ready to start a family.
He wants a baby?
He's been telling me.
He wants a baby?
Yeah.
And you said, when we're married, I'll have a baby.
Yeah, that's the question, really, is...
Yeah, did he say yes? What?
I haven't said anything. I've just smiled. And I mean, because I was upset about the miscarriage for sure, but I felt like it was very rushed and, you know, it wasn't planned or anything.
I understand that. But you didn't deliberately try to get pregnant. Is that correct?
Correct.
And he said, I want a baby. So have you told him that you'll have a baby when you're married?
No.
Do you want to marry him? Do you want to marry him?
Yeah.
Well, then tell him I will have your baby as soon as we're married.
Okay.
Why not? It may be the reason he marries you. What?
Yeah, he just keeps talking about me moving in with him and things like that. And I've just been real quiet. I haven't said much, and I wanted to call and see, you know, exactly how to deliver that.
Well, I hear that you had an accidental pregnancy, but it opened up a conversation that sounds like you've got a man that wants to get married and have a baby. And you seem to be the same yourself.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with bringing it up by appointment? I have something I want to say to you about babies. Is it convenient for you to hear me now or when? Now, I'm sad that we lost the baby we had, but I'm willing to get married and have a baby. Or I'm willing to get pregnant, and when I'm secure with the baby, 3 months, I'll marry you. What do you think about that, sir?
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
That sounds good. I can do that.
Well, it's a way to find out. You have nothing to lose. What?
Yeah.
What you're doing is making something understandable based on the accidental pregnancy. So there's some good in every evil, and there's some evil in every good. Let's see what he says.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Good. Definitely
good
update
luck.
Us.
Good luck.
All right. Good luck.
Wow.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Very, very
Speaking
interesting.
Speaking of good things, I wanted to do a little commercial.
Awesome.
On April 12th, I, as a member of the Order of St. John of Jerusalem Hospitallers, Knights Templar, we're having a gala at the Ayers Hotel in Manhattan Beach, California. Lunch, noon, and it's in honor and in money, hopefully, gathered for the U.S. Vets PTSD. One of my protege students, Robert Storr, is the director of this particular American Vets Association place. And if you're interested in getting me, it's going to be, you've got to order your luncheon gala ticket by the 26th, and that's 4 days from now.
That's right. That's
so
Monday.
You, huh?
That's Monday, yes.
Yes. So if you're interested, signal me. You can get to us, Dr. DrPatAllen.com, and ask for an invitation for you to attend the gala nonprofit, which I'm a member of because I'm a Knights Templar. I'm Dame Patricia. Okay? So that's my little commercial for the American Vets.
Awesome. Great. What an excellent cause. The United States American Veterans, and they're going through a lot right now. So I love that you're supporting them, Dr. Allen. It's amazing. We do have a caller on the line. Would you like to take a question?
Okay, let's go. Let's do
hey,
caller.
Question. Caller, you've got a question for us.
I do. So I have discovered that I've become a shrinking violet, and I kind of make myself smaller kind of in a way to kind of shrink myself. I notice my shoulders kind of hunch over. I don't make eye contact. I'm always walking with my head down. And then when I do get attention from men,
so you become avoidant. There's three ways to be in life: secure, anxious, and avoidant.
So I've read about that, and I'm kind of a anxious personality type, and I think the problem is that most of my life, any contact with men, even as a child, has always been sexual. So I'm noticing
Were you
that
molested?
I,
Were you
yes.
molested?
Yes.
By who? A relative?
Stepfather.
All right. So you have been damaged. Your brain system has been damaged. Have you done any EMDR?
No, I was going to look into that, actually.
Well,
I'm
going
to
help you look into it. What city do you live in?
Sacramento, California.
All right. In Austin, Texas, they have the main office for EMDR. And if you call them, EMDR in Austin, Texas, they'll send you names of people in and about your home that you can interview for trauma therapy. Doesn't take that long. And I've had good success with people that have done some EMDR. There's also a new form of trauma work called TMS, transcranial manipulative stimulation, wherein they put a magnetic cap on your head and literally clean your nervous system. TMS, transcranial manipulative stimulation. But that's pretty new, and it may not be close, and it may be more expensive than you want to pay for its newness. So you can get trauma work for rape if you will get names of people, men and women, who are therapists in your city or around where you live. And if you want, you can read the book by the founder of it, Francine Shapiro, Getting Past Your Past. Got that?
I do. So my issue, I'm sure, has to deal with the molestation, because I am self-confident, but when it comes to men, I always feel objectified, and I wonder.
I know that. You're an object. I got it.
Yeah.
You've been traumatized, woman. Your nervous system has been scratched up. When you suffer a trauma, it leaves a mark, just like a record needle on a record.
Yeah. I want to feel sexy and be confident. And every time I feel a man, like, sexualizing me, I feel objectified.
I fully understand that. That's the effect of the trauma.
Okay.
That's the effect of the molestation. Okay. I'm giving you a book, Getting Past Your Past by Francine Shapiro, founder, creator of EMDR. I've given you an address, Austin, Texas. Get the names of people in your area and use them to de-traumatize you. Got it?
I will. Thank you.
Good girl. Okay. You see, when you molest a girl when she's young, you imprint her brain system so seriously that she produces excessive dopamine receptors. And those dopamine receptors are horny, horny, horny. And the problem with that is you are in trouble when it comes to saying no to being used as a sex object. So it's really dangerous. Okay? Anything else?
Hello? Hello, hi. For Dr. Pat.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question.
What's your question?
So, what do you do if you have a crush on someone that you work with?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm a man at work, and so is he.
Yes.
But I want to be the woman, and so what I did is I need help on something that he can help me with, and we made an appointment to meet.
That's
and
good. In the office or out of the office?
Well, it's in the office, but see, he said he'd come to my office because we both share offices with other people, but I could go to an empty office with him, and so it's just the two of us. But is that too mannish for me to do that? Because, I mean...
To do what? To meet him at the office?
At a separate office where there's nobody else around.
Yes.
Like I would arrange.
What did he suggest?
Well, I said, do you want to meet in my office or your office? And he said, let's meet in your office. But my office,
he wanted
I
to
share
meet in
with
your
two
office.
Other people. Yeah, but I share it with two other people. So it's not private.
Well, but he said that, and I want you to follow that direction.
Okay.
If you don't follow that,
mm-hmm.
follow that, you're chasing him.
Okay, right. Okay. So
all
what do
right.
I do? Like, but I share the office with two other people. So, like, what do I, is there anything I can do about that? Or what would you say?
What do you want to do?
I want to move.
Is he going to help? Is he helping you with the business situation?
Yes.
Is he a normal person to help you do that? Or reaching out? What?
Absolutely. No, he is totally. He's like the person. He's like the person who can help me. He actually, his subordinate was. It turns out his subordinate was. I hoped his subordinate would be able to help me, but he can't. And so I just happened to need help with something that the guy I have a crush on, he was able to help me with. And then we were like talking some more,
You asked him, and he said yes.
And he said, yes. He said, reach out to me. He said,
but
I can help you with that.
Then I know. And then he said, I'll meet you in your office.
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay.
Now, is it a big business issue or a small one?
It seems big to me. It's a technical issue. He's a computer tech guy. And it's a complicated situation. So it might take a while.
Do you have a cafeteria or a restaurant in the business building?
Yes.
When he solves your problem, offer him a lunch in the close by restaurant as a reward.
Oh, okay.
Make it a reward for the effort, but you have to wait till he successfully teaches you how to do what you're doing.
Okay, so can I have one more question, which is...
Wait a minute. Have you decided you're going to do what I just said?
Yes, absolutely. I think that's a great
idea. Okay, now you have another question. What is the other question?
So I'm in a relationship with a man who...
You're in a relationship?
I'm in a relationship. It's got monogamy and
continuity.
But it doesn't have longevity.
Relationship. You don't have longevity? You
no.
do.
No, we don't
How
have longevity.
How long have you dated him? How long have you dated him?
A year.
That's longevity.
Well, he doesn't want to make a commitment, though, for any more than that, and he hasn't asked
Has
me to marry
made
him.
Has he commitment for monogamy, continuity? He sees you regularly, does he?
Yes.
Is he monogamous?
Yeah, as far as I know, he's monogamous.
All right. And you're monogamous.
And I'm monogamous.
But you're thinking of splitting up from him and try to get this man, okay?
Yeah.
And long-term, you've got a year. So what is the question you're asking me? You're already hunting for his replacement.
Yes. So what do I do to advance my relationship with the guy I work with in a way that is...
I just told you. You've asked him to help you do something related to business. I've told you to meet with him where he wants to meet. And if he successfully solves your problem, if he doesn't successfully solve your problem, say thank you and go get his replacement. If he helps you solve your problem, offer a reward of a simple lunch in a restaurant right next to or in your building, not some fancy thing down the street.
Okay. I will do
that.
I don't
want
you
to date him. What?
How do I talk about my relationship status with him if it comes up?
You don't. You don't, not even a bit. He has to decide if he wants to chase you.
Yes.
Now, do you want to be the man?
No, I want to be the woman.
Well, then if you're a woman, I'm telling you how to do it like a lady.
yes. How would a lady the question, do you have a boyfriend? How would you answer that in my circumstance?
You'd say, I'm dating.
I'm dating. Got it.
That means I'm not committed.
I'm not committed. Right. Okay. And when do you cross the line? Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Pat.
When do you
really appreciate your help. Well, I just wonder, like, when it crosses the line into I need to break up with my boyfriend, like, when, like, I'm being
dishonest. You decide when you
want to,
you decide that instinctively. When you're tired of him, done with him, do it. And you say, we've dated for a year and I don't have the right chemistry. And so I'm going to not use you and not take advantage of you. So I'm not going to be dating you anymore.
Well, Kat?
You're already chasing somebody else.
Yes.
But right
now,
Kat, this person is simply going to help you in business situations, and you're going to act like a lady if he solves your problem, but you're not going to be fancy and restaurants and late at night and romantic.
No.
You're going to be just lunch together.
Yeah. To thank him. Yes.
Yes. To thank him.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Pat. Appreciate it.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Good, good, good. Good night.
Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Can you hear
me? What is it you want?
Well, I'm just calling because I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions.
I know, and that's why people call me.
Yeah. So basically, I've been dating this guy. Well, actually, we've been dating. He's been dating me.
Have you been chasing him or is he chasing you?
He's chasing me.
All right, you've not been dating him. He's dating you.
Yeah, she's dating me. So
this is the
situation. I met him around just before Christmas, and
you met him or he?
Well,
met
sorry,
you.
He met me before Christmas. We have mutual friends. Like, I didn't really know him, but we have the same friends. So he contacted me, and he wanted to go for coffee. So we
did. Fine.
And so we. He chatted. He didn't. He just talked about himself the whole time. And
that's
then
what men do. They're peacocks. Please don't make men feel like they're wrong when they brag and do peacock numbers. They're trying to show you that they're good men.
Okay, so this is a situation with him. So he has he's 60 in his 60s, maybe 62, and he has grown daughters.
A lot of feelings.
And his daughters are, I think his daughter's probably the oldest one's probably about 28, and he's been married to this woman for 30 years, and he hasn't even had a legal separation from her for about 25 years. So they're married on paper, but they haven't lived together or anything like that.
So what is your question? You're giving me stories.
Okay, so I've told him that I don't want to be involved. Like, if he's married to somebody else, I really don't want to have a relationship with a man that's married.
You may want to socially date him, but you may not want to sexually date him. Have you already had intercourse with him?
Not at all.
Date.
So we're just social. So he took me out for Valentine's. It was really nice. Beautiful restaurant. Nice gift from Tiffany's. Beautiful flowers.
That's a social date.
Okay. And then I find out I found out from two different people that he is living with another woman. I've been listening to you. So I called him and I made an appointment to talk with him, like what you suggested.
Yes,
you always suggest that.
Good.
And so he goes, and then so he, so then I explained, you know, what I found out, and he says, oh, I can't believe this. Everybody's out to get me. That relationship ended like 18 months ago, but she's in my house, and I can't kick her out. And he pays for everything for this woman, her car. She works, but he still pays everything for her.
Okay, and so you're one of his women, but you haven't had sex with him, so you're just socially dating him.
Well,
what's
and
wrong
then
with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that, but he's always booking these hotels. Like, he wants to take me away for the weekend into Vegas, and I just said to him, no.
He wants to take you as long as you don't have intercourse with him. I don't care where he takes you. Have you had intercourse, oral,
not
anal,
at all,
or vaginal?
Nothing, zero. Have nothing.
Well,
but he
is just your friend.
Okay, but he doesn't. He's texting me saying, "Oh, I love you," and oh, you're
I
my
got
girl.
News for you. He's an affectionate friend.
Okay,
you're not doing anything over and above.
So basically, when I see him, I mean, he's always just talk, and I don't really get a chance to really even talk about this situation. So
I got
should
news
I bring
for
up?
You. There's nothing to talk about. He hasn't asked you for sex. You haven't given him any intercourse. You're just friends. Think of him as
well,
a girl
with
a penis.
Well, he does ask me because he wants to go overnight in a hotel. Like, he does want sex, but he's trying to.
Who says that because he wants to go to a hotel, he wants sex? You're the one that says no.
Oh, well, I've been putting him off. Like, I've been just.
What?
No, I'm just saying I've been putting him off.
I want you to keep on putting him off unless he's divorced.
Okay.
Tell him I don't have intercourse with married men, period.
Okay. Well, I mean, I learned
travel,
that from you. What do you mean?
What?
No, basically, I've been listening to you and reading your book, so I know you're totally against that. So, I mean, I won't. Like,
wait a minute. If you want to have intercourse with him and bond and play his mistress, that's your business. I'm just telling you how to maintain your autonomy, your independence, in spite of having somebody dating you who's not legally eligible to marry you.
Okay.
You have the veto right.
Okay.
He's a fun friend. What?
Okay, so he's a friend then. Okay, so then that's all it can ever be until he gets a divorce. And,
I don't know
and
if that's the only way. If he wants you, he'll get a divorce. If he doesn't want you, but he wants to play with you, he won't get a divorce.
Okay. Well, and then he's booked for my vacation. I have 3 weeks vacation. So for the first 2 weeks, he wants to go away to the Caribbean. And then then he wants to go down to Florida for
the same thing. I do not want to go over this again. I don't care what you're doing as long as it's moral, ethical, and legal. And having somebody who happens to be married as a friend is not immoral, unethical, or illegal.
Okay.
Got it?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy your life.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.